Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting. Kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master show. As usual, my name is Anders Leo Lindberg, and I will be your host. We are talking about how finance professionals can drive value creation, and today it's all about growth. So, as usual, this morning, European time, we released another blog post called How Finance Professionals Should Drive Growth. So who's in charge of growth in your company? Most would probably say the chief commercial officer or a similar position. No one would argue that finance holds this responsibility. That's entirely fair. However, it shouldn't stop finance professionals from being part of the growth conversation. In fact, we would argue that finance plays a critical role in driving growth. This article will show you how finance can drive growth. Revenue growth is one of the four key drivers of shareholder value creation. We gave an overview of this last week in the previous show. And in this piece, we will explore the underlying drivers of revenue growth and discuss specific analyses and initiatives that finance professionals can implement. The premise for growing is having customers. And we can split this into the volume they buy and the price they pay. Volume, of course, can be divided into the products they purchase and their location, like geographical scope and markets. And the price part can be divided into a staircase, going from gross or list prices to net price and the cash you receive. So this could include the discounts, rebates, allowances, and so on. There are numerous elements that we can consider optimizing. It's critical, though, that the commercial team has insights into the numbers for each of these elements. This sounds easy, but it's often something that companies struggle with. We've, for instance, seen many companies with the ambition to create a customer profitability overview to guide commercial decisions, only to realize they cannot produce high-quality information. First, we'll focus on ways to optimize price and volume. Then we'll look into specific analyses that finance professionals, i.e. you, can perform to provide visibility into the development of these drivers. But before we dig into it, here's a question for you. Are you working on driving growth in your company? Let us know in the comments. And if you don't get to it here in the live show, feel free to put it on YouTube as well later on, and we'll definitely get back to it. Okay, so it's all about optimizing revenue growth, at least if you're in the commercial space here. We will mainly view this through the customer lens, but also consider specific initiatives focused on pricing. In the customer view, there are two primary approaches. You can acquire new customers. The commercial team typically focuses on this. However, it's also the hardest way to grow revenue. It requires a lot of sales and marketing efforts, and usually product and service innovation to attract new customers from competitors. Alternatively, you can retain and grow existing customers. This is the easiest way to grow revenue, but unfortunately, many companies lose their focus on their customers as soon as they're in the door, and that's a real shame. They become a matter of customer service, and I'm not saying anything bad about customer service. They definitely play a relevant role as well, but sales and marketing teams shouldn't forget them in their efforts. So few customer service teams, of course, are trained in re- or upselling, and this leads to many missed opportunities. Companies should focus on account management to keep existing clients satisfied with the goal of growing them and, at the very least, retaining them. As it relates to pricing, this is an undervalued art. Earlier this year, we co-hosted an event with North Consulting. They're experts in pricing. They highlighted an extensive list of 21 pricing components that companies could focus on to realize their customers' full net revenue potential. Here's a summary of the main components. Market level price guidance, contractual level pricing, order level pricing, after sales pricing, and invoice level pricing. Typically, companies only focus on the price they set in the market. But as you can see, there is significant granularity to pricing to explore. I remember from my days in shipping how the dialogue around pricing unfolded. There would be weekly pricing calls where each market would discuss what movements they saw from competitors and what pricing they recommend to be set. Following this, the pricing team would set the prices and share them with customers through pricing sheets, sometimes even large Excel sheets. There was very little connection between this activity and the net price we could extract from the system. So many optimization opportunities were lost. And that's of course a big issue, right? So when speaking price and volume, we shouldn't forget the mix effect either. I'm sure you all know about the mix effect, right? Even without changing the overall price and volume, we can still grow revenue by shifting volume from less to more attractive customers, for instance. It's easy to get lost in the numbers and not take action. However, this lever should not be overlooked as a revenue growth opportunity either. Back to my shipping days, we once ran an initiative called Pricing the Tail. The initiative was to counter our market share being too high in less attractive locations. We increased the price in these locations, and either we would get a higher price or the volume would shift to more attractive locations since we had limited space. It was a simple yet very effective initiative. So that's just me talking, but here's a question for you. How are you optimizing revenue growth in your company? I think you should be. Lots of opportunities there. And if you lack inspiration even after this talk here, let me know. We have much more content available than this. Okay, so what is it actually that you as finance professionals can do other than knowing how to optimize this? So getting caught up in a monthly performance management cycle with review meetings and generic actions that land on your commercial stakeholders' desks is easy. But finance professionals should be proactive and analyze revenue data ongoingly to highlight specific optimization and growth opportunities. So here are four examples of such analysis. The first is sensitivity analysis. It's undoubtedly a challenge to set the right price in the market. What is the right price? It's what the customers are willing to pay. Simple, right? You can't ask them what they're willing to pay. Instead, you can conduct a sensitivity analysis. By building a model with different price and volume variables, you can see how changes to each variable impact the overall revenue. This will give you a good idea of where to try to make changes. And when you then start to experiment, of course, you have to document the outcomes to understand where can we tweak the price to get more overall revenue. Then we have the whale curve analysis. You may have seen us share that on LinkedIn as well, multiple times. If you need more, we can share it again, and we probably will. So you probably know the 80-20 Pareto principle and how it can be applied to most things in life and business. One way to use it is through a whale curve analysis. You sort your customers on profitability along the x-axis in a diagram and the cumulative gross profit, let's say, or operating profit on the y-axis. This shows you which customers contribute to profit, which make a neutral contribution, and which are destroying profit. You can even make it as a relation to the volume, so it's not an absolute, but a relative figure. Naturally, you want to grow customers that create profit, optimize the neutral, and let go of those that kill profit. Then there's contract reviews. Going back to North's list of 21 pricing components, most of these, 8, relate to contract level pricing. This is unsurprising, as this is when you make a binding agreement with the customer. Most companies focus solely on this during the contract negotiation, but lose focus once the contract has been agreed. However, you need to follow up on whether the customers deliver on their volume commitments and whether they pay the price that was agreed upon in the contract. Finally, and again, this is just 4 out of many you can do, funnel review and conversion ratio. As stated, acquiring new customers is the hardest approach to growing revenue. That's because new customers go through many stages before they become real customers. The first stage could be getting an email from a webinar that you hosted. The next stage is a follow-up conversation after the webinar. Then you prepare a proposal to solve the client's potential needs. Negotiation follows, and finally, you make an agreement. Every stage, the potential client could be lost. Analyze the conversion ratio from one stage to another and identify where action is needed to increase the ratio. This is by no means an extensive list. You can do this as well. I just asked ChatGPT to give me a list of analyses to prepare, and he quickly gave me 10 more. Market segmentation analysis, customer lifetime value analysis, churn analysis, pricing optimization, cross and upsell analysis, geographic expansion analysis, product mix analysis, sales funnel analysis, competitor benchmarking, and new product development feasibility analysis. And I'm just listing stuff here, right? Endless opportunities to actually start analyzing with a view to optimizing price and volume and mix. So we're not short on opportunities to proactively analyze revenue growth opportunities. The key is putting it into practice. I have done this on several occasions. So speaking of contract reviews, for instance, I once analyzed the price escalation matrix in drilling rig contracts through a correlation analysis. The conclusion from the analysis led to a revenue increase of $5 million over 5 years. Would it have happened if I wasn't there? Maybe. But now I was there, being part of making it happen, right? And that's what it's all about, that you are there being part of making it happen. So final question for you today, have you conducted any of these analyses at any time during your career? Put it in the comments afterwards on YouTube, all good. Kumar is starting to talk about all of the different types of analyses he's done, forecasting and trend analysis, Pareto, bounce rate, you know, there you have it, right? These are the things that you should actually start to work on. These are the analyses that you can do to uncover potential for optimizing revenue, right? So I hear a lot of finance professionals that talk about, I'm really not involved in the commercial aspects. I only can do cost cutting initiatives. But why not? There's equal opportunity to do something on price and volume. So how to get started driving revenue growth? Let's end with that for today. So enough talk and more action. Look at your year-to-date revenue performance compared to your budget or latest forecast. What's the current gap? What are the underlying drivers of this gap? Use the analysis techniques described here and propose various actions for the commercial team. It's that simple. You may have to work on your approach of how to present it to them. Different story, but it is that simple. You may be concerned about stating the obvious. We can guarantee that the commercial team doesn't have the visibility that you can provide from conducting these analyses. They will welcome your insights if presented well. Your insights may be the difference between closing the gap and the budget. If you're behind, of course, if you're ahead, maybe you can be even more ahead. So why not get started today? Today, for instance, I work in sales and marketing, right? So I work constantly on these issues. And I'd love for someone to come and show me more ways that we should be working on this. And I'm sure your commercial counterparts would too. That's it for today. Thanks a lot for being here, for adding your comments, for letting us know where you're tuning in from. But I will see you again in 2 weeks. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting.